how Richland County highways began, the role of Sam Swinehart. And now for your Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to highway.co.richland.wi.us/history, the general shape of Richland County is almost square, except for the southern border, where the line follows the Wisconsin River and therefore is an irregular shape. Richland County contains 16 townships, covers 620 miles, or nearly 400,000 acres. The general character of the land is steep, bluffy hills and fertile valleys, along with streams course down each dale. The earliest overland routes were Indian trails, which in many cases determined the routes of early roads. In the fall of 1845, Samuel Swinehart, one of the early Richland County settlers, joined a party of men and opened the first wagon trail from Richmond, which was then Orion, and now what is Rockbridge. In many areas, the blazed track through the woods was the early settlers' only pathway or road available. The roads were frequently mud-clogged and rutted, which made travel hazardous and uncomfortable. As it's covered in The Tragedy of Richland City by J. Storr for the town of Orion to Muscadet, the public-spirited action of both Smith and Matthews in establishing the ferry made communication easy from the south side of the river to the western part of the county. In 1843, though, Samuel Swinehart crossed the river from Muscadet and made his way up the mouth of the Pine River, establishing a camp on the east side. This was the first attempt to settle on a site what was known as Richland City. Swinehart spent the months of October and November exploring the Valley of the Pine, far as what is now Rockbridge, and his canoe passed through the openings where the West Branch flows through what is the Sandstone Ridge. This opening forms the famous natural bridge of Richland County and is one of the most interesting nature wonders, thus of what is the Western Highlands. No tourist has done himself or the county justice who has not visited this charming region, and what is the rugged landscape deserves what is a state park. After satisfying himself of the value of the timber, the next problem was to determine if there was a possible run of logs down the Pine River. This problem required a careful survey of the stream, which could be made only by passage down it in a canoe or in a boat. After this exploration, he went to Galena and became interested as a capitalist venture of logging enterprises at Rockbridge. He secured an outfit and supplies and attempted to make his way from Orion up Indian Creek and down Ash Creek to the Pine and later to Rockbridge. In 1845, he cut out a road from Indian Creek to Ash Creek to Pine and Rockbridge. The following winter, under contract, he cleared the Pine for a space 18 feet wide from Rockbridge to the mouth, cutting all logs and brush that were above the ice, thus making it possible during the spring freshets to run logs down to Muscadet. Swinehart would later retire to Avoca, settle there, and would eventually die there.
This Richland County Historical Society History Moment is a key part of the Society's goal to promote and study the appreciation of local history. The Society's newsletter, the Achy Breaky News, is another way the Society is preserving our local history. A visit to richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com is where you can hear all of Ken Thede's History Moments and read past editions of the Achy Breaky News. And you can learn more about becoming a member of the Richland County Historical Society, a gift you give yourself and all those who will follow.